Hello, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to the people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, we're not done, sir. So a couple more.
We need to hurry.
Okay, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 where
okay,
it means...
Okay, what's the issues? What's the issues? What's the issues? What's the issues?
Kindergarten to 12th grade, education?
I guess it's high, 8.
Okay. Crime
what's
and
next?
Violence?
I'm listening to... What?
Crime and violence.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Democracy.
I don't know much about that. I'd say 7.
Okay. Climate change.
10.
Reproductive freedom.
9.
Okay. Student loan debt.
0.
Inflation and cost of living.
8.
Voting
9.
Rights.
No, that's just out of control.
Okay. Voting rights.
Should be 10.
Okay. Health care.
10.
Jobs and wages.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Immigration.
10.
Abortion rights.
I'd say that's God's stuff. I don't know, man. How do I know? I'd say... rights? I don't know. I'd say 8, not 10. Make it a 10. I don't know, though.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long ways off, and sometimes something comes up.
What's your question or your answer? Because I'm watching something on TV. What do you want to say? So what? So there's an election. So I know.
Okay, sometimes it prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November elections?
I don't know. I don't want to be, I'm in Georgia and I hate it here. I don't want to vote here. I don't want to do nothing here. I just want to get out of here.
Okay.
So I'd like to vote, but I don't like it here. It's just too safe.
Okay, so you're
so
likely. Okay. I'd
say 50%. 50%. I'd like to vote, but this is not, I don't want to be here. It's not cool.
Okay.
I'm very afraid here. So, thank you. Are we done?
No, sir. What is your race?
White, I'm American.
A Caucasian, white, black, African American, Native American?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you are not registered?
I think so. I don't know, but I didn't think I'd want to leave here. I think I'm registered in California. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, so I don't like it here. I'm not going to no polls here. These people, no way.
Okay. What is your year of birth?
57.
Okay. What is the highest level of education you have completed or highest degree you have received?
I'm self-made. That's why I don't want them paying. I don't want them paying my money for some sucker went to school. No way. I went to school myself. So I'm self-made.
Okay. 12th grade.
I'm not paying. Oh no, above that.
Okay, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent?
Yeah.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate
1%.
Okay. How much power do you think the black community has to make changes on issues that matter to you the most in your community?
From 5%.
Okay.
Zero.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold or and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion.
Okay, what's the question? Go ahead with the question.
Joe Biden, from 0 to 10.
Five.
Okay.
Seven. I give him a seven. I give both of them.
Okay.
Trump, I give him a little higher. I saw his economy, so.
Okay.
I give Trump an 8.
Okay. Democracy Party.
Maybe higher. He's very smart. Trump's a fucking genius. Anybody can talk that damn much. He's a smart man.
Okay. Would you say a 10? Very favorable.
I'd like to, but I won't. I won't do that because I don't know him. I don't know him personally, so I don't know. I'll give them both an 8, both of them.
Okay.
Biden's smart too, I think.
Okay. The Democratic Party.
Well, they're fake. You know, my cousin's a Democrat. And he's just like two left shoes, and so I can't say Democrat. You don't know what they're going to do, man. Both of them are fake. I don't want to just say 5 for both. 5 for Democrat, 5 for Republican.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., your feelings from 0 to 10.
Which one is that? John F. Kennedy. I don't know Robert F. Kennedy.
Okay.
John F. Kennedy was the best president so far.
Kamala Harris.
I don't know that girl. She just popped up. I don't want to give her nothing. Well, I don't know what she's going to do. Who knows?
Okay. Okay. So, never heard of? That's your answer.
I've heard of her. She just jumped up on the screen. I'm scared of her because I know one thing. It could be multiple wars. If she gets in there, she's got no jobs on leadership stuff. So I don't know. I really don't know what's going on. I hope that there's not, because I don't want to see America's, the military fighting 5 wars. I don't want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. She's good on climate change. I can say that much.
Okay.
I give her credit for that.
Okay, would you say 5, 0?
For what? For climate change?
No, for just her in general, Kamala Harris.
I don't know nothing about that lady, man. I really don't. I wouldn't. Trump signed my dad's death certificate. I didn't vote for him, but he signed my dad's death certificate. He had interest rates down to 2%. He had the economy going well. He had Putin in check, and we were getting paid by China. I don't know if the man's racist like they all say, and who cares? I don't think he is. Kamala Harris, I don't know nothing about her. She's just here now, and I hear she's letting everybody in the country who wants to come here for free and take care of them. I think that's going to send the country into bankruptcy or whatever you call it. So I don't know. I know one thing. If she gets in, you sell all your stock. That's what you do.
Okay. So a zero, very cold and unfavorable, neutral feeling wise, or very warm?
For Kamala Harris?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I don't know. I'd love to see a lady with power, because I think women, you know, are just as smart as everyone else. But I don't know if she's the right one yet. I don't know. I like the other girl much better. But I forgot her name. She's very powerful with the military. I don't want to see wars, sir. That's my thing. I don't want to see wars. And I hope that they can do something about global warming. And I hope they can get the economy back to a good place. Because food's so damn expensive, man. You know? Everything is. So I won't vote. I'd like to vote. Last time I didn't vote. I wanted to vote so bad because it was Hillary and Donald Trump. But I couldn't. So I just watch this stuff, man. And I know God's in charge, so whatever happens, we'll hopefully be okay.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So do you want to leave that blank without an opinion or never heard of?
What was the question? How do I like Kamala Harris?
You're feeling towards her. Yes, or
I haven't heard Kamala Harris talk. Kamala Harris hides. She hides, man. Who knows? That girl hides, and she's doing pep rallies. She, you know, so she hasn't had any speeches on what she's going to do with the future. I have no idea. Nobody knows. She can't tell you. She's not. She ain't talking about no money, man. She's not. She's not talking about nothing. No money. She is an environment person, which is good. And she wants to take care of everybody. So I give her credit for that. That's good. I think we should go all electric. The whole country. So I give her 5. I don't know her. I don't know anything about Ms. Harris.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I would not vote for Kamala. How would I vote for Ms. Harris? She ain't even told me nothing about what she's going to do. She says she ain't gonna touch Social Security. What else she says? You have no idea. I have no idea.
Okay.
So I would not vote. If I didn't have to, I wouldn't vote, man.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All
right.
I know it's a long ways off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I don't know. You know, the world is so messed up now, man.
Okay.
I'm part of the '60s, you know. So we were when the first, we were John F. Kennedy babies. So it was real then. We didn't get presidents who come with you high until the election and then say vote for me because you don't know what the hell they're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democratic candidate, Republican, undecided?
In this day and age, I would not vote simply because they are – it seems like they're brainwashing. Somebody's being brainwashed. I don't know if it's Republicans or Democrats. Somebody's being brainwashed. And I choose not, if I don't have to be, I like to follow the election and see what's really going to happen. I respect my president. So I don't want to just listen to some sucker that, you know, and they brainwash you. They don't talk about the issues. Hell, I've been a millionaire 3 times and lost several million. So I'm not dumb. And you got to talk about issues with me. Other than that, I don't want to hear. That's what gets me excited. You know, Bill Clinton was smart, too. I listened to him when he was running for president. He was smart. He was a Rhodes Scholar. He was really smart. But he had it made because he came in when the stock market had just took off. Right? And Barack Obama seems really smart. I think he done some good things. He was in office for 8 years. So was George Bush. George Bush, well, he saved 9/11. He was a warrior that day. And Trump was bad. Trump, and I don't give him credit. They talk. Trump dropped rates down to 2%, gas at $2 a gallon. For everybody, black, white, blue, green, or whatever. Okay? So, and then stop the wars. I was hoping he won a second term. He signed my dad's death certificate. I still got it. I never opened it. It's still sealed right now.
Okay.
He talks too much. He talks too much. That's a talk, boy. Woo! He just got a big brain.
Okay. Yeah. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? I didn't vote.
I wanted to vote for Hillary, but Donald Trump had just signed my dad's birth certificate, death certificate. And I read Donald Trump's book, so I wasn't going to be against him at that point. And I'm glad I wasn't. He proved to me that he was a good president. He was a great president, actually. But the only problem with Donald Trump, when COVID hit, it threw a wrench in his economy and pissed him off, and he wouldn't put on a mask, and he couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. He couldn't believe it. When COVID hit, it messed him up. So I think if he would have actually looked at COVID a little different, he'd have won a second term.
Okay.
No doubt.
Okay. Thinking of the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better? Last 4 years.
In what category? What category? Financial?
All together. Just your life.
Worse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, or most?
Half and half,
okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the Congress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how you believe that each person or event prevented the Congress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10.
I have no idea. Man, I don't know about all that stuff. I don't deal with all that. Okay. I'm not that politically inclined.
Okay, so you would say not sure?
No, I don't know about it. Not sure, yeah.
Okay. So, okay. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions there. People in organizations. You just want me to put not sure on all
yeah,
of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I wish Kamala, I hope she is smart, and I hope she tells the people what she wants to do. I really do, you know? Because I'd like to see Trump have some competition, but if she doesn't do that, that's not fair for people, because you don't want to let somebody sneak in there and all of a sudden they just have open borders. Next thing you know is 50 million people here taking all the jobs. You don't want that.
Okay. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed process in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you it would not motivate you to vote at all. Five means you are not
okay.
Sure.
Go ahead. Hurry. Please hurry so I can finish watching. I was watching. Trump just came off TV.
Okay.
I want to see what they're talking about
okay.
on both
then,
sides.
The 1920 Foster Youth to Independent Program after 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can
man,
request.
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay.
I have no idea, man.
Okay. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Okay. Next one. 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program.
Depends on what state you're in. But I don't know. Put five.
Okay. Okay. We've made strides towards building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can...
Just put five. I have no idea.
Okay, last one. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010.
I don't even know what that is. I don't know what the Affordable Care Act is. So,
okay.
Sir, just put five, and I'm going to watch CNN to see what they say about
it. Okay. Thank you so far for the responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Some people changed their minds, and that's pretty perfectly okay.
Okay, well, go real fast. Go real
okay.
fast.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change?
1%. 1%.
Okay. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that most matter to you?
5%. 5%.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, local office in 2024. I know it's a long ways. And sometimes some things come up and prevent people from voting. What stands now, how likely are you to vote for 2024 November elections on a scale from 10? 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. Thinking back on the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, much better, or much better?
Worse.
Okay. Okay. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Sir, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. I'm a man. I was born a man, and I think I'm still a man now. That's all.
Okay. Heterosexual.
I don't drink it.
Correct?
I guess that's what that is, yeah.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single?
No. I married a gold digger. Luckily, I got divorced.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Not right now. I was, but not anymore, no.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Probably independent.
Okay. Do you lean towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I don't pay them no attention. I know. I don't watch these nuts.
Okay. Do you say neither?
Yeah.
How do you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployment, retired, permanent disabled?
Student, yes.
Permanent?
Both.
Disabled?
Retired, permanent, disabled.
Okay. Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
I don't know, sir. I have no idea. I don't know.
Give or take, just your best estimate, more than
25,000.
Okay.
55,000.
Okay, thank you, sir. That concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.